really. I'm one of the youngest in the church. I've not really had any great life, experiences. I've not really had any great tragedies or had any great accomplishments, nor have I made any great contributions to the welfare of humanity. However, so I do feel quite unqualified, and in fact, I know I am. But there is one thing that I feel like I am qualified to do, and it's to talk about my God, because He is my Papa, and I know Him. Not well, but I know Him. And what do I know of God? I know that God is love, as stated in 1 John 4:8. I know God is truth. I know God is life. How did I come to the conclusion that God is truth and God is life and not just the source? Well, in 1 John chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And God is so much more. We often parcelize God. We often only see the qualities we want to see in God. And we reject the qualities that we don't want in our God. We say that God loves, but forget, as Dr. John Hanna points out, that it was love that drove God to give the Israelites over to the Babylonians. God loves us too much to leave us in sin. God is truth. In our society, truth is becoming increasingly subjective, especially among young people. It's relative. My truth is as good as your truth. Until your truth offends my truth, then my truth is better. We're often going about how we feel, how we see things, and how to be educated means keeping your personal beliefs to yourself. In the end, really, what this is all about humanism. As Paris Reited says, the ultimate goal of humanism is the happiness of man. Let me repeat that. Humanism, by definition, its ultimate goal is the happiness of man. Christians are not humanists because the ultimate goal of Christianity is the glory of God. Are we falling prey to this trap of humanism? Are we basing our actions and motives on what we see with our eyes, what we feel in our little hearts that is wicked and deceitful above all things? Are we basing our actions and motives based on these, on what we can figure and what we can judge to be correct? Are we judging each other on what people tell us, or by our rationale? Or are we honoring each other as God commanded us to do? You see, at some point, we have to draw the line and know the difference between the Creator and creation. We are not gods of our lives, not even of our own lives. God is God. God is the creator of life. God is life, and only through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ can we have life, and life more abundantly. May we live each day to the glory of our God, and may we honor Him in all our thoughts and all our ways.